Okay, good morning, everybody, and of course, a happy Hanukkah. We started Perek Chavav yesterday. We talked about the Isser Klala, and in particular, we talked about the Rambam Zira Ali with respect to a Katan, a little bit different both than the Radvaz about Umlal and the Kesef Mishnah, who assumes that we're talking about only Katan Hanichlam, something that he repeats within this Halacha Beis as well. And I thought that the Rambam's Lashon, if the proper Girsa indeed, is that the Rambam says, because there's a certain parallel of Harehu Kecheresh, I think it's exactly the opposite. That even if the Katan isn't Nichlam, the Rambam never draws that distinction explicitly, he's like a Cheresh, right? Cheresh, it's a referendum on the debased action, of the Mekalel himself. So the outer boundary of that is a Mekalel Sameis Pater, right? You'd say, well, if the whole point is then, Mitzad HaMekalo, why is Mekalo Sameis Pater? But that's the idea, right? There's some level of deprivation and degradation that it has to reflect. Mekalo Meis is a different level. It's a debased thing to do, but it's not quite as debased as cursing somebody, B'Shem Hashem, who's living. So that's an outer boundary point. So the Rambam says, "Hol makal kol adam Yisrael chayav lama yichid lav l'dayim v'lav l'nasli v'chayav u'shtayim." Right, so there would be lo sekal cheresh plus Elohim lo sekal el v'nasli v'am chalosar. Nimtz islamich and makal echan Yisrael benish benisha ben gadol ben katan lo ka'achas v'mkil adayim lo k'shtayim v'mkil el nasi lo k'shalosh, because he's the nasi and a dayim and a person. Uven nasi shekil el aviv chayav mishumar b'shemos. The Meir Simcha is such a beautiful hayara here. He doesn't say lo k'arba. Delo Yitachin, says Meir Simcha, Misra Bolamisa, Niftar Minamalkos, right? We don't have double jeopardy in that situation, right? Kim Leib the Rabba Mine, kind of a thing. So he's Chayav Misa, and he's not actually Chayav Malkos, but a Chayav Mishum Arba Hashem, Shoshal Shokol Adam, Ve'achas Mishum Ha'av, which is a very important point in its own right, a Chos Mamrim topic, that Av is like a category in its own right with its own, distinctions and permutations, la'achar misa, etc. So, shloshes kol adam, meaning lo sekal lo cheresh, and Elohim lo sekal el, and v'nasim am chalo sa'or, and then mekal lo aviv imo as well. So here I think you get to a very fascinating point. The Rambam, I don't think is teaching us arithmetic here. I think what the Rambam is saying is that there are really distinct mechayvin in these cases, right? When he refers to lo sekal cheresh as shel kol adam, meaning there's a certain tzelem elokim that requires, us to relate in a, particular way. And then, obviously when it comes to the father, that's a whole different story, right? Chos mamrim and, having a baseline of respect. And Elohim lo sekal el, this man is an extent, he's a shliach Hashem. And nasi v'amcha lo sa'or, not to assault, leadership. The Sefer HaChinuch has this very extensive, very famous essay about the importance of leadership in society and how, society without leadership is, leads to machlokes and anarchy. And, as I like to kid around with my students, cannibalism. The point is that, it's a very dangerous phenomenon. So each of these are really distinctive mechayvin. But again, the general mahalich of the Rambam here is that mitzad ha-makalo, that it's all from the perspective of how debased a person is being. So it takes a certain degree of debasement to curse anybody, Tzelem Elokim itself. And then to assault a Shliach Hashem is an additional level of debasement. That's a qualitative escalation, Chayev Mishum Shtei Lavin, right? If he's the Nasi, if he's the Melech, or the Av Beis Din, Nasi Sanhedrin, so that's a whole different level of debasement. And if it's your own father, that's a whole different level of debasement. The only outer boundary point here as Mekala Sameis, because, that doesn't require the same kind of depravity.